So today is All Saints Day in the church, and Bartimaeus' healing by Jesus was a sign of, metaphorically, that those who follow Jesus see God clearly. And in the service, we had people come and talk about their ministries, but our microphone failed, and now we're going to do a live chat with people whose ministries were recognized today. The first person who came forward to talk about her ministry in the church was Jenny. And Jenny is my warden here in the parish. Jenny, tell to me about your ministry.
Well, we came here in February of 2000, my husband and I, at his insistence. And 4 years later, he died on me. And because he is my soulmate, we were 22. I was 16, he was 22. And we've been together and growing up. I stayed because it was a terrible thing to live through his death, which I'm still living through. So I came here, and Sunday it made me feel better, and it took about a week for me to be in the blues again, so I come back Sunday, and then it started falling apart, the church, and there was a few congregation here, and we built it up, and it's my sanctuary, and I love it here, and everybody here. So it's been my savior, my redeemer.
Thank you for being a saint here at All Saints, a place where we see God clearly and we follow God. So with the people's warden is Rick. Rick, you've been with us for a while, too.
Yes.
I have, Dave. And I would like to say that the reason Joe and I are here is because Joe had met Carol Henron. And it was through Carol's witness, not intentional, just being herself, who indicated to us that this might be a wonderful parish for us to come and worship and have fellowship. And so Carol was the reason we're here, and the reason we've stayed is the rest of you who have always been warm and welcoming, and we feel that this is a wonderful and worshipful church. And as people's warden, I'd like to say that in the past year, it has been a very easy job because the vicar and his warden have been exceptionally well behaved. And for that, I'm very grateful. And I feel very humbled that I will be receiving the award of the diocese, because when I look around and I see those who have received it in this parish, they are truly wonderful and worshipful people, and I will try and live up to that honor. Thank you.
Thank you, Rick. Well, we're all saints here, and a lot of people came forward today, and another person joined in coming forward to talk about his ministry inspired by the Holy Spirit as the saint of the church is Graham Featherstone, our treasurer. Graham.
Thank you. We've been coming here, Jillian and I, have been coming here for 2.5 years now. And when we moved to Agassiz from Abbotsford, one of the first things Jillian, who is my spiritual partner, said to me was, well, we need to find a church. Is there a church in Agassiz, an Anglican church? And I said, yeah, it should be. And we found All Saints and turned up and instantly fell in love with the atmosphere, the location, the church itself, the congregation, and of course the vicar who supports everybody here. And at some point after we've been here about 6 months, Vicar Dave said, can I see you for a minute? I said, yeah, sure. And he said, could you become the treasurer of the church? As if I didn't have too much to do anyhow, but anyhow. And I said, sure, I'll give it a try. And you know what? I love it. It's really nice because I have a responsibility, like everybody else does, to manage the finances of the parish and make sure that we don't inadvertently pay false bills and things like that. And I really like it because, hey, I'm writing checks with somebody else's money. So I find that very encouraging. And We love it here, and we hope to stay for a long time. Thank you.
Thank you, Graham. Well, the church has a backbone. The backbone is Jesus and God's love, but we also have to work in this world and make sure our bills are paid. And I thank you for your ministry of organization, and so we always know where we stand as we move forward. I'm also going to talk now to Fran, who's our organist. So, Fran, would you like to talk to us how you felt a ministry to play?
Well, it started when I was young. I always wanted to play the piano. And my parents could not afford a piano, let alone piano lessons. That I would go down to my friend's house. My friend Janice had a piano, and I would beg them to play their piano sometimes. And they let me a few times. But when I got to middle school and high school, I took violin, and I carried on my love of music. I used to play the violin in the orchestra, and my job as first violin was to tune up all the instruments. And later on, when I became a teacher, I bought my own piano finally, and I really appreciated being able to have that. And I think God has given me a gift, and I am so fortunate to be able to use it here in this parish. It started in the parish in Rosedale when their organist quit, and then I've carried on since then, and I really, really do enjoy playing music.
Thank you, Fran. Well, this is All Saints Day. In a way, we mark it with everybody's ministry, and there's a lot of folks who all have ministries here in the church. The people who assist me at the altar, assist in the readings and the intercessions, people who do all kinds of ministries, ringing the bell, and we don't talk about it, but they're all part of the All Saints, all inspired by God, all following and demonstrating the love of God in life. May God bless us all on our journey as saints in the church. Amen.